V'yaskinu, and doesn't put him back up to his position in regular kayim. What happened later was V'yosef, they trade now to Edim, came V'yamri and said, Yishno ben Gerusha ben Chalutzu, that this person is a ben Gerusha ben Chalutzu. So two came and said he's posel, so pshit V'yachtinu, Desdin took him down again to make him posel. He has a din of a chol, he can't do the avoid, he can't eat truma. What happened later was V'yosef, Edechot V'yom, Yadana beit Kainu. Then later another Edechot came, a second Edechot came later and told us that they know for sure he's a kosher kain. So now, the question is, the Mara says, the Kuli Yalan everybody holds, mitstar from the Edis. You could put the first Eid that said he was kosher with this last Eid that said he was kosher to make it like two. So it comes out now, really, it's Trey against Trey, it's two against two. We have two Eidim saying this person is a kosher kain, and we have two Eidim saying he's a Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza. So really what we should do is Trey against Trey, the two Eidim should cancel out. We hold it's a soft with Rabbanin. And therefore, we should go Bosa Chazaka. He was Muchsak Lun, that this person was a Kosher Kain before. So really, he should be Kosher now. So what's the Machlekes if you believe the second Eid or not? Fa'ocha b'meichesh l'zilusa d'vaydina k'miflagi. The Machlekes is, are we afraid of the Zilusa, that like a Zilzamin, we're making something not nice about Bezdin? That people are going to think like Bezdin's a joke here. That first Bezdin said he's no good, and now Bezdin to say he's good again, that's called the Zilusa, will be Mezalzel, will taken away from the cover the respect of Bezdin. That Tanakama, so the Tanakam holds, Kivan the Yachtine, since Bezdin took him down, Le Maskinin Le, we can't put him back up again. We can't let him be a good Kain again. Even though now really it's Trey and Trey, and we should say, leave him Becheskas Kashra, that he's a Kashra Kain. Why? Because Chashimin Le Zelusa the Vedina, we're afraid of this new Svara that once Bezdin took him down and said he's puzzled, we don't put him back up again. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Savano, the Svara is Anan Achtinon Lei V'Anan Maskinin Lei. Bezdin took him down, Bezdin could put him back again. We're not afraid of this new Svara Zelusa the Vedino, there should be a Zilzal in the cover of Bezdin. So maybe that's the Machlekes between Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rabbi Lezer. Maskevlo Ravashi, Ravashi is the Kasha, that's the Machlekes Ihochi. Ah, Filu Treya Treinami. Like, why don't you say a portion of the Machlekes then? Say a case where two Eidim came first to say that he's Pussel, and then two Eidim came to say that he's Kosher. If though Machlekes is if Yecheshev is elusive of Eidim or not, what do you have to say one, two, and then one? Say two came right away to say that he's Pussel, and then two came to say that he's Kosher. So Mor says, Ella, since the case was brought down like this, one, two, and then one, Elom Ravashi, the Machlekes here is b'mitzdar from Liedas Kamiflagi. Machlekes is, can you put the first Eid and the last Eid together? Over Plutadani Tanoi, it's told in Machlekes in this Tanoim, the Tanya went like this, Ein Eidus Mitzdarfus, two Eidim are not put together, we can't put two Eidim together, at Shiyiru Shnem Kechot, until both of them see the Maisa, see what happened together. That's a Tanakama. Even if they saw it one after another, but still it's kosher. But the Ikan Nekudu is they have to come to Bezdin together. They have to say their Eidus together in Bezdin. That's called Eidim. But if one comes now and one comes later, then it can't be Mitzvah. It's not called Eidus. Rabbi Nosson Noimer, Shremim Devorah, Shalzeh HaYoyim No. You could hear one Eid, what he tells us today. And when the second Eid comes tomorrow, we'll listen to him what he says tomorrow. So the kids say, yo, you could put these two Eidim together. One Eid Echot to get today and one Eid Echot tomorrow, you could put the two together. So that's the Smachlekes of Shimon Gamliel and the Tanakama by Yosef Blezdis in such a case like this. We have one Eid first saying that he was kosher, two Eidim saying that he's posel, then another Eid saying that he's kosher, and everybody holds we're not Chashin and Lizlus de Vedina. Machlekes is just, can you put the two Eidim together or not? Yeah. So the Mishnah. Ha'isha shenech b'sha b'deyar d'gechavim. An isha that was captured by the Goyim. Is Ayidei Mammon. If it was for money matters that they wanted to take her for ransom, is Muteras Labayla. Then we say what, even though the Goyim caught her, that the Goyim didn't live with her. Because they want to get the money back, so they're careful, they're not mafka, they don't make a hefka and say anybody could live with her. But Ayidei Nefoshes, if she was taken for the fact that Rashi shows in the Doinus Lomas, if she had a psak dinner that she was supposed to be killed, she did something that they want to kill her, then we say Asuru Labayla. Even if she gets freed later, she's also to go and live back with her husband. And Rashi says, why? The Hoyel Venoigim Behefker, Choshishin Shem and Esratasom Yechad Mehem. Like even though it's only an Eshes Yisrael, that the Anusa, if they would have forced her, should be mutter to her husband. But we have to be afraid, maybe she was Nisratza, like she was afraid for life, and she agreed to live with them willingly, and then she'll become mutter to her husband. So that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. That if the Goyim captured her for the sake of Nefoshos, then we say they do whatever they want to her, and therefore she's also Labaila. So where it says, Amar Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Amar Rav, Loishonu, this was only learned, El Shiyad Yisroel Tkifa Lev de Gechovim, when the Jewish government like rules. Avuyad Oiv de Gechovim Tkifa Latzman, but if the Goyish people rule the government, their hands are stronger than us. Afilu Aydei Momen, even if the Goyim took her for the sake of money, also Zasur Labayla, we have to be afraid, since their hands are stronger, that they're not afraid, even though they're taking her for ransom, in between they'll also live with her, they'll be Mafka her. We have to be afraid that maybe she did it willingly, and therefore she's also Labayla. So that our Mishnah says that the Imam and she's Mutter is only Biyad Yisrael Govar, then the Goyim are afraid of us, and even though they're holding her now for ransom, but that they hold, they have a right to. They hold like she stole our money, so therefore they have a right to hold her. But they won't be mafka, they won't have znus with her to say whoever wants to could do it, to say that maybe she did it b'rotzen. Marmost of Rabbah, so Rabbah Yitzchak like this, it says, Heyed Rabbi Yosi HaKoyin, Rabbi Zechariah ben Akotzev Abbas Yisrael, a story with a case with a Jewish girl, Sherenuhu b'Ashkelon. Herenuhu means that the Jews borrowed money from a guy, and they made a pledge with their daughter. They said, listen, if we don't play it back within a month or 2 months, you can keep our daughter. That's the pledge they gave her. That's the mashkin they gave the goyim. And the ma'aseh was, v'richaku b'nei mishpachtoi. So the b'nei mishpacha thought for sure that the goyim lived with her, and now she's possible to marry a goyim. Therefore, b'nei mishpacha stood away from her. V'yedeho, but she has edim though with her, midinoiso, shlo nistero, shlo nitmo. There were edim though that the goyim never lived with her, never had stira, never were alone with her. The Yomulah Chacham, the Chacham said back to them, "Imatem aminim sheherenu. If you believe them, what they're telling you that they gave the daughter for a pledge to the goyim is b'melehem minu shlanisru. You also have to believe these same edim that they're saying they saw the way she was not alone with the men. For shlanitmo that she didn't become tamei. V'im iatem aminim. And if you don't believe them, shlanisru v'shlanitmo. If you don't want to believe these edim to say that she was tor." You don't want to believe them, you're afraid maybe she lived with them, with the goyim. Is if so, like at the Peshos here, Al Taminu Sherenu, don't believe the media that they gave her away for a pledge. So that's the case there. The Kitzur, he said, believe these Edim, that she's kosher. But Mashma, you have to have Edim. Without Edim, she'll be possible. So Mor says, now, in this case of Ashkelon, the Yad Adichovim Tekifal Atzman. It was a case that the goyim ruled there. It was goyim that was stronger than the Jews. Rashi says, the Eretz Plishtim me, the Yod Kfar Golu Yisrael is after the Golus, so Bazoi it's Yad Goyim with Kifa. Ugotonin says over here, why?